Sithanda ukunibingelela nonke bazalwane lapho nikhona nenikhona laphambi kwethu sinibingelela ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
Brethren, we'd like to greet all of you there where you are and also you in front of us. We greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi asipha sona ukuba sizohlangana einyaweni zakhe. Sizohlangana ekumkhonzeni nasekumdumiseni.
We thank the Lord for this time that He's granted us to be together, to worship Him, and to listen to His word.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaba nathi indaweni ngeindawo asibusise ngenkonzo yanamhlanje kuyisonto.
And wherever we may be in different places, may the Lord bless us through this Sunday service.
Thanda ukubingelela ngokukhethekile usobaba wala ekhaya, ubaba umfundisi. Baba, siyakhumbula njalo masihlangana ngalendlela kuyisonto, siyasizwa isikhala sikababa. Akekho futhi ozivala isikhala sikababa.
And we want to greet especially Reverend Stegan, the director of the mission. Always when we meet on Sundays, especially we think of you, we think of your place here amongst us, and that place and that gap can never be filled by anybody else.
Njalo masihlangene ngalendlela ngimi nje la ngiyacabanga nje ukuthi ubaba ongabe umla.
And always when I stand here in the front, I think this is actually the place where even Stegan should be standing.
Siyakhumbula baba nalapho ukhona, siyazi ukuthi kanye nathi uyasibona, uNkulunkulu akabe nawe aqinise nje.
So we're thinking of you, Reverend Stegan, and may the Lord be with you and strengthen you there where you are.
Kwangathi sonke eindaweni ngeindawo lapho sikhona sihlangene khona ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu kakhulu ke emagatsheni wasiza abantu, singeyiguduze ikhonkwane eibekwe indoda yakwaSitekeni, singaguduki kulokhu baba asifundise khona.
And may it be that we or anybody else, all the different branches of the mission, would not move the boundary stones that have been put in place by Reverend Stegan.
Futhi zonke indawo la sikhona emagatsheni awasiza abantu, singasuki kulokhu baba sifundise khona, sibe yiso nendlebe yakhe eindaweni lapho esikhonza khona emagatsheni.
May we not deviate from that which He's taught us as He's gone before us, and may we be His eyes and His ears there where we are.
Abaningi ke baphumile baye emagatsheni futhi akwasiza abantu ukuqhuba indaba khona.
Many teams have gone out to the various branches to go and preach.
Nalapho ke futhi sithandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu abe nabo abaphe konke abakudingayo ukukudlulisela kuleyo mphefumulo.
And so we pray for them as well, that the Lord would be with them and grant them all that they need to pass on that message to those souls.
Akasivala amehlo esikhuleke.
Shall we pray?
Nkulunkulu wethu olungileyo, siyakhothama phambi kwakho. Sibonga ngaleli thuba lokuzohlala enyaweni zakho.
Our righteous Father, thank you for this opportunity that we may, as it were, meet at your feet.
Siyacela umusa wakho ukuba ube nathi, usiphe indlebe yokuzwa lokho wena Nkulunkulu nakho ngathi.
Through your grace, wouldn't you be with us and grant us an ear to hear that which you want to say to us.
Ume naye umntwana wakho ozosikhonza ngezwi namhlanje, umuphe umusa wokuba aphimisele konke okusenhlizweni yakho kulolu suku.
Be with your servant who will bring us your word and give him utterance to express that which is on your heart.
Ufinyelele Nkulunkulu eindaweni zonke lapho izwi lakho lishunyelwa khona ngeqiniso, ube khona ukhazimulisa igama lakho.
Present yourself, Lord, wherever your word is preached in truth, and glorify yourself.
Nathi la usisize ngokunjalo usibusise nangomculo esizowuzwa.
And bless us as well now as we are together, also through the message and song.
Ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu siyacela.
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So cela ikhwaya isiculele bese ke sishiyela ke encekwini yenkosi.
The choir is going to sing and thereafter the Lord's servant will continue.
The choir is going to sing three songs. The first one will be in German, where we sing from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 1, 7, and 9. Wake up, O Jerusalem, put on your best garments and rejoice, because God has come to relieve and redeem Jerusalem. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news and proclaim peace, who bring good tidings and proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. So burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people and redeemed Jerusalem. And then the second song will be in English, and the third song will be in Zulu, where we sing, we see heaven coming closer. Heaven is there and helping, and we see that heaven is the place where there is no more sorrow. There's no sorrow and no crying anymore. And we will enter heaven. We will just imagine being able to enter heaven. We will reign, and we will be able to praise him for all eternity.
Ikhwaya izocula amaculo abemathathu, elokuqala elesijalimane, elitholakala ku-Isaiah 52, elikhuluma ngokuthi vuka wembathe isiyoni. Bese elilandelayo socula iculo lesiNgisi elikhuluma ngensindiso epheleleyo efikile yafinyelela kithi. Yasihlanza ezonweni zethu, yasihlanza saba mhlophe njengeqhwa.
Thank you.
Siye pambili bantwana benku si pambili pambili masiye pambi kombili bantwana benku si pambili masiye pambi pambili bantwana benku si pambili konale pambili masiye pambili pambili bantwana benku siye bo pambili
Ngiyanibingelela bazalwane ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Christ.
Brethren, I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osigcinile.
We thank the Lord lithuba lokuhlangana. For keeping us and granting us this opportunity to meet.
Njengoba eseshilo umphathi ohlelo.
As the MC has said,
kaningi uma umuntu ezoma la akuyona into elula ukucabanga ukuthi akusiyona indawo yeyingane le.
Often, as the MC has said, you know, when you stand here, you realize this isn't actually where a child should be standing.
Ngalawo mazwi ngiyathoba kakhulu, ngithanda ukubingelela ubaba, ngibingelela ubuqondisi bemishini. Sithokoza kakhulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu asiphe leli thuba.
And so with those words, I also want to humbly greet Reverend Stegan and the leadership, and we thank the Lord that we can be together like this.
Abantu basibona sihamba siqhubeka kube sengazi ukuthi kuyazenzekela, kodwa ngiyakholwa ukuthi kungenxa yalabo uNkulunkulu akababekile, bona abahluphekela bekhalela ukuba uNkulunkulu asisiza silekelele ukuba sikwazi ukuqhubeka.
You know, when we go forward and we make progress spiritually, people may look at that and think it's just automatic, but they don't realize what's those who are behind us praying for us and interceding for us, and that the Lord then continues to work because of their prayer and their support.
Bakhona abantu abenza imisebenzi ebonakalayo kuze kutuswe kubonakala ubuhle bomsebenzi, kodwa bakhohlakale laba bantu abenza umsebenzi ojulile ngaphezu kwalaba bantu mhlambe ababukeka bewenza bebonakala imisebenzi abayenzayo.
And often you find those who are visible, they are seen to be doing the work and it's blessed and it goes well, and you forget those who are actually behind that, who they easily get forgotten, those who are doing a very deep work, being before the Lord day and night.
Khona bengikhuluma naye izolo wathi siphiwe izipho eziningi, siphiwe futhi amalunga emzimbeni ngokuhlukahlukana, amanye asebenza ngokuphelele, abanye awasebenzi wonke.
I just spoke to somebody yesterday and said, you know, we've got various gifts in the church. We've also got various members of the body of Christ. And some of those members are fulfilling their function, and yet there are some who are not.
Wenza isibonelo njengokuthi sinemlomo, abanye banomlomo okwazi ukudla nje kodwa abakwazi ukukhuluma, kodwa khona umuntu onomlomo okwazi ukuthi akhulume adle futhi ngawo umlomo.
For example, we have mouths. Now, some people only use their mouths for eating and not for speaking. And yet there are those who use their mouth for eating and speaking.
Ngakho-ke nakhona la emsebenzini, bakhona abanamandla kusagijimeka kakhulu kunabanye. Kube khona abanye abangakwazi ukugijima babonakala emagrawundini ukuthi nampa badlala yiphi indima. Kodwa uthole ukuthi indima abayidlalayo lapho bekhona ingaphezulu ngisho kwalabo ababonakala egrawundini.
And you get those who are busy running, they've got the strength to run, and you've got those, for example, if we compare it to a sports team, those who are on the field and they're busy actively performing on the field, and yet there's a support team behind them that's maybe more active than what you actually can imagine.
Uma ngabe i-team idlala kahle iwina kubongwa abadlali, kuthiwa usibonile i-strike ayindlela akajikijela ngayo amagoli, ebese khohlakala lo okuyena ocija lo mshayi wamagoli.
And for example, maybe in soccer, the striker gets the goals and then he is praised, and they forget about the coach behind that who actually brought all that about in coaching the team.
Nomntwana esikoleni, uma umntwana ephasa esethola o-A, kujatshulwa kuthiwa hey, ihlakaniphile lengane. Nabazali baze babuzana ukuthi ifuze bani. Kaningi izinto mazihamba kahle uyise wayo ukuthi ayifuze mina ingane.
And maybe at school, for example, When the child does well and he gets distinctions, then they praise the child. This child is so intelligent. And then the parents and the people ask each other, now, after whom does he take? And well, if the child is doing well, usually the father will say, no, he takes after me.
Kodwa bese yakhohlakala uthisha othatha isikhathi ama-hour ngama-hour eyicija lengane eyinikeza nendlela ezilula zokuba ikwazi ukubamba lezi zifundo ukuze ithole labo A.
But the teacher is forgotten who spent hours of hard labor to prepare their child and to give their child ways of studying that the child can perform.
Ngalawo mazwi sithanda ukuthi sibonge kakhulu kubazali bethu abasizala ngokomoya abahluphekela isimo sethu sokomoya.
So for that, I want to thank our spiritual parents and also for them interceding for us and caring for us.
Kuzidela kwenu siyazi ukuthi anizideleli kubantu senibongwe kodwa enhlizweni yami kugcwele ukuthi ngithi siyabonga ukuthi nisizale nisithathe nisifake ezibelethweni zenu kalokhu nina ningazange nizale ingane.
And we know that you don't deny yourself, that you may be seen and praised and thanked, but we are so thankful that you have taken us, that you have given birth to us spiritually.
Kwesinye isikhathi sibalukhuni singasizeki, kwesinye isikhathi singafuni futhi ukuzwa noma sizwa senze ukuthi hayi sizenze singafuni ukuzwa.
And sometimes we do wrong and then we are stubborn, and when you try to help us, we don't want to be helped.
Ubona ukuthi lo muntu uyeza ukuthi uthini kodwa unqoma ukuthi akafuni ukuzwa ukuthi uthini.
And you can see the person actually hears and understands what you're saying, but they've taken the decision that they refuse to listen.
Kodwa kunina nonke bobaba noma enihlupha ngathi kwangathi uNkulunkulu anganibusisa anivuze futhi ngalokho enisenzela khona.
But our fathers and our mothers, thank you for troubling yourself for our sake and caring for us. May the Lord bless you for what you're doing.
Sibuye phasikeni impela uvukile.
We've just celebrated the Passover or Easter, and the Lord has indeed risen.
ERomania namhlanje bagubha ukuthi uvukile njengoba besigubha ngesonto edlule sithi uvukile.
And in Romania they are having their Easter weekend, and today they are celebrating that the Lord has risen as we did it last weekend.
Njengoba ke ngesonto edlule sasho sijabule sithi uvukile, ngikhole ukuba uvukile ngempela uyaphila futhi enhlizweni zethu.
As we rejoiced when we celebrated the Lord's resurrection, and we have got that gladness and that joy that we are experiencing a risen Lord in our lives.
Siphile esikhathini bazalwane esiyaluzayo.
Brethren, we are living in a period of turmoil.
Ngesonto edlule ngeke ngasho kafushane ukuthi siphile esikhathini engathi isikhathi siphelile.
Last Sunday, I just mentioned briefly that we are living at a time where we can say the time is short. Actually, the time has passed.
Liyashona ilanga.
The sun is setting.
Ngasho futhi ngathi umuntu obonayo uma esekhaya ebona ukuthi nanti ilanga seliyashona kuyahlwa uyakhaphuzela aqoqa izinto ezingaphandle engingadingi ukuthi zifice ubumnyama zingaphandle.
And if you are at home and then you see the sun going down, you quickly go outside and you gather everything into the house that shouldn't remain outside during the night.
Siphile esikhathini elithi iBhayibheli niyozwa ngezimpi bese kodwa iBhayibheli liqhubeka lethi ke niqonde kobe kona kungakasho ukuphela kodwa kobe kubikezela ukuphela noma ukufinyelela la kuphela khona kuyisikhathi.
The Bible says you hear of wars and rumors of wars, and you should know that that doesn't mean it's the end, but it is a sign that we are nearing the end.
okwenzeke Ukraine singakubuka sithi hey asazi nokuthi ilaphi yona leyo Ukraine asazi nokuthi kwamamayela mangaka ukufika khona sikubuke kude kodwa umuntu ophi ukuhlakanipha uyabona ukuthi siphile esikhathini esinjani nomphumela walokho ukuthi ushone kuthini sila.
Now we may look at what's happening in the Ukraine and look at it as far off and we don't maybe even know where Ukraine is on the map and how far it is to the Ukraine and we feel ourselves removed from that, but the one who is wise will realize that which is happening there has an indirect impact on us as well.
Yebo noma namhlanje thina sithi ayisikhululekile salala endlini zethu sivuka endlini zethu asishawa amakhaza kodwa labo bantu labo bazalwane bethu abakulezo ndawo bayayizwa le pain mhlambe thina singayizwa umbuzo ukuthi senzani ngakho njengamakholwa.
And the brethren there, they are experiencing hardship. Maybe they don't even have a place to sleep at night. They have to experience the cold and be exposed to the elements. And you've had a good night's rest. You're warm in your bed. What are we doing for our brethren there?
Kodwa mhlambe kwase Ukraine kukude. Kodwa ukukhomba ukuthi ngempela bazalwane liyashona ilanga. Sithe sisephasikeni kumnandi kunabantwana babantu abebelila bekhala abantu basakhala kunamhlanje ngoba uNkulunkulu usukumile umile manje.
And we may think that Ukraine is far away, but there are even things happening closer to home. We've celebrated the Passover, we rejoice, but there are others who are weeping and crying at this time.
Kumfanekiso omncane nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma nje ethi nje ukuphakamisa ucicane engavulanga wonke ethe nje konke kuvane kunyamalale njengempukane.
Where people are experiencing disaster and God has stood up and God is just showing, so to say, his little finger, but just by raising his little finger there is so much destruction.
Kunabantu ekubiza ukuthi bafe. Hayi ngoba bebekuthanda ukufa. Kodwa uNkulunkulu sathumela umyalezo kumi, kimi nakuwe ukuthi siqonde ukuthi liyashona la.
And there are people that died and perished not because they wanted to, but God by that is giving us a message, you and me, that the time is long gone and the sun is setting.
Uma ububi obenzeke emhlabeni bubabubi kithi sizwe ukuthi eyayimbi lento. How much more umuntu odalile lo mhlaba wadala nabantu abenza lo bububi.
Now if we experience the hardship and all of that goes together with that destruction, how much more the one you think who's created this world?
Mucabanga abantu abadalwe ngomfanekiso kaNkulunkulu abanegazi elifanayo babulalane bazondane uNkulunkulu esezulwini abuka izidalwa zakhe ziphila lempilo athule.
When God looks down upon mankind and he sees man with the same blood as their neighbor, busy killing one another, being violent towards each other, do you think God should just look on and keep quiet?
Athule impela umdali wezinto zonke athi maye izidala zonke wazibekela izilinganiso wayincoma futhi yena wathi zinhle dalo wesilisa wadalo wesifazane wathi labantu labe ngibenzile bahle.
And God, when he had created man, male and female, he looked at them and he said, it is good.
Athe sezulwini abuke umfanekiso wakhe awenzile wawenza ngecophelo eliphezulu sekayishintshile manje emenze intombazane bonke hayi mina ngifuna kube intombazane ngifuna kube umfana.
And now when God had created man perfectly, male and female, And now you find a girl who wants to be a boy.
Ufiqo insizwa imanyule insizwa isha ngisho nangentshebe idle ngokunjiloku ishefa kodwa kuyabona cha lana nje intshebe lemila la nephimbo dalile uNkulunkulu wathwe nomuhle wesilisa kodwa wathi wesilisa hayi wena uNkulunkulu wawuphambene lekhanda wafanele ubuze mina mina ngifuna kuba intombazana.
And a man, a boy, you can see he's a man. He even has a beard, even though he has to shave it. But there's a beard that grows. And you even hear it from the voice. He is a man. And God created him perfectly, wonderfully. He was wonderfully made. But then he says, God, you didn't know what you were doing when you created me. I've got to be a girl.
And
then God raised up and rose up and he said, let me just use this little rod so that maybe they will wake up and they'll see that I'm God.
And then God raised up and rose up and he wathatha abantu aba innocent nje abangahlangene nalento engizibalayo kodwa ukuze wena ongekho innocent uphapha.
And during Easter there were those who were just drinking and they were just busy with their parties or whatever, having nothing to do with the message of Easter. But then God came and he took those who were innocent, who had nothing maybe to do with all of that. But he took their lives that you that are guilty, that you may wake up.
Liyashona ilanga bazalwane.
Brethren, the sun is going down.
Ngesikhathi ngihleli phansi ngibuka ikhwaya icula, bengizosukuma ngalokho.
And when I was seated and I saw the choir singing, I was going to get up with that.
Oh, yazi yaye inhle ikhwaya madoda.
Oh my, how wonderfully, how wonderful the choir is.
Ooh, yazi yayinhle.
It's really wonderful.
Anibona ngani? Hanza nibone mina.
Didn't you see it?
Eh, yazi yayinhle ikhwaya.
The choir is wonderful.
Eh, ishange vavavum. Ayinhle.
Well, I don't know what that is in English with vavavum.
Ingakho ngisukume ngaleli culo ngithi masiye phambili bantwana benkosi.
And that's why I got up with this song and this chorus and says, children of the Lord, let us go forward.
Wenohlele uthuli uhlalelini.
You who are still seated resting on your laurels, why do you remain seated?
Wenokwakho ukukholwa kwathi ayihlala nje ukufake kubo ngokwakho kungasizi umuntu.
You that just have your private faith and belief that has nothing to do with anybody else. It doesn't help anybody else. It's only for you personally.
Kuyaculwa esontweni amaculo nje, amachorus. Hayi unenkinga akwazi awuculi noma hayi ukuthi akwazi awuculi.
And even when we sing here in the church, not that you can't sing, but you don't sing.
Kulungiswa amabhentshi esontweni hayi lutho nje wena. Amabhentshi.
And the benches in the church, people are preparing it, but you don't do anything. And some are cooking, but you don't get involved. People get up, but you've got a problem, you can't even get up. And even when people are put to sleep, you've got a problem. You don't go to sleep. People laugh. You don't laugh. People cry. You do not cry. And even if somebody tries to shake you, you remain immovable. What kind of a person are you? Did you see how the choir is so big and complete. Now it's filling the whole stage. There's no longer any more room.
Hlala nje wena uhlale.
So rather you remain seated.
Unethezeke uma ubhala no four ubhala uze uphinde uphinde futhi.
And you can just sit comfortably there where you are. You can cross your legs and you can cross them again and just relax there where you are.
Nebhentshi malivuma ukuhlehla uqhidelise uliqhidelise nje uhlale nje uzibukele nje television wena uzibukele nje labantu abaculayo bashumayelayo bayasebenza behla abanye babuke nje.
You can, if you've got a bench or a seat that you can put the backrest further back, you can put it further back and stretch your legs out, look at the television, look at the people who are singing, look at the people who are preaching, and people are hard at work, and you just look on.
And
if you want to, you can do like those whom we once visited in Swaziland.
When we were there
in Swaziland, they said that we had to go and visit someone in hospital.
I guess Tandaz is selling which enjoys his bedlella. Sbon would to Banu was telling on the spedlella, Sazokula, Besubans of Lam Tandazo, Bans of Tatting Cons.
So we arranged that if we get there, who would open in prayer, who would bring the devotion, and we arranged all of that.
Sifigue spedler.
So we got to the hospital. Now, we know hospitals, but when we got to this hospital, it was different to any other hospital that we had ever been to.
I get got to go to his hambile, Siguelinis, Regushutes, ugly leaves with Bedlela Zinji.
But we said, well, you know, we're in a different country now, and so that's probably what the hospitals are like in this country.
Try again, Lindela.
And we were asked to wait at a certain place.
Bless his bedlela, as losses were Kalim Shuto, Jelama Poisa, Petos, and Gosi, says bedlela, Gotala.
And we were in the hospital, but we heard bolts opening and closing, and like handcuffs, and the police were in and out, but we were in the hospital.
I guess Trinogabe said twice, Nangena, Gelangua, Mangifiles, Kalis, and Genetin, and Lini, being a gang in Labantu, the Soba Varashella, the spedle.
So then we were told to go in a certain place before we could go into where we were going to see the people.
I guess again, it's Sale.
So we got in there and we sat down.
And
so we entered in from the one door and then we heard the bolts opening on the other side. There was another door there.
I guess, bang.
And then they entered, those that we came to see. And when they entered, we looked at each other, wondering, what's this?
And
then all of a sudden, the arrangement changed. And the one who was going to take the service said, hey, please, you rather take the service. And I said, no, you're going to take the service. I said, but no, you're the chairman. I think it's better if the chairman takes the service.
I bangen.
Well, they came in.
I think And
the young men came in and they didn't sit on chairs. They sat down on the
floor.
So we sang our choruses.
And we even
learned a few choruses from Swaziland that we heard are very popular
there.
As we were singing, they were pushing each other. They were nudging each other, those who were there that were seated there, and they were showing something's wrong. So we realized, no, there's a problem here.
School. Hi, back combat, but my betting down, I best be combating. But
so, as we were singing these choruses, they were nudging each other and indicating like that with their hand, saying something not right with them, pointing at us.
Aye, school. uma sicula hayi ucula ngesikhathi iqhubeka ucula baya nabo be lento yabikhula kuvuthe impela kubona beqhukuluzana behleke bekhombe labantu labo bayagula le makhanda.
And as we were continuing to sing this chorus, it became more agitated. They became more agitated. They were becoming more energetic in their pointing at each other, nudging each other, and indicating now these people have got something wrong in their minds. And when we said, "Can we close our eyes?"
As they pega ni kunz, uchu bazo kumeza kala.
And well, these young men, they were peering at each other, trying to see who's going to be the first one to close their eyes and indicate, "Ah, these people have got something wrong upstairs."
Hayike kodwa siqhubekeke sithatha inkonzo, iqhubeke inkonzo kuloko kwenza kwabo.
And so we then continued, we took the devotion, the service, while they were busy doing what they were doing.
Uma kuphela inkonzo, hayi kwase sekungcono lokho kuloko kuthiwa kanti.
And when we finished the service, it had become a little bit better, them indicating that there's something wrong with us.
Sabanika ithuba futhi lokuthi hayi makhona ozwelayo ufuna ukulungisa indaba yakhe noNkulunkulu nanti two.
So we also gave them the opportunity and we said, if anybody wants to make right with God, there is such an opportunity, they can come for prayer.
Ah, ngesikhathi ubachazela ukuthi kona kuyini lokho, ayi bavane baphele kakhulu insini bathi hey bagula labantu lapha.
And when you try to explain to them what it means to make right with God, some even laughed more. And they said, no, there's something wrong with these people upstairs.
Manje ukhona omunye umfethu wathi ulubufakazi ngesikhathi ekhuluma ngendaba yentsango. Eyi, kwakuthi abamqede. Ugula ngempela lo, akayazi le nto leyo, uyagula lo.
And one of the brethren gave their testimony about how they were delivered from smoking dacha, marijuana. And while he was telling that, wow, that was just the last nail, because they really indicated, no, there's definitely something wrong with him. Doesn't he know this? How you smoke dacha and all of that? And how can he say something like that?
Ingakho ke ngisho nami ukuthi hayi ma wanelisekile ekukhuleni wakhe, hlala nje uqidelisa ibhentshi lakhe ubhala u4. Awubabuke nje laba gijimayo bese nawe wenza kanje, athi hayi la zenze nje ziyandrundruza.
And maybe you can do the same. You can put back your chair. You can cross your legs. And look at these people who are so active, busy preaching, busy singing, busy doing everything. And maybe you also just go like that and say, it's not quite all right upstairs.
Njoba benze njena nje bagijima ibanga labo ukuze baze bafinyelele entanjeni. Wena nje ngoba seku right, Jesu sakusiza. Se u right nje wena usadinga ezinye izinto. Relaxa ubabuke nje benrundruza.
And as you see these people, they're going about as if you think there's something wrong with them. Why are they so busy and doing all this that they are doing? Well, maybe it's because they're still running their race. They haven't reached the finish line. Maybe you're already perfect. Maybe you don't need anything anymore. And you can just relax and look on at everything.
Uma sesikhuluma nabo bezolungisa indaba yabo noNkulunkulu lezi insizwa, yayingasekho ngindrundruzwe esazi ukuthi ngindrundruzayo ubani.
And when some of these young men came and they made right with God, at that point it had dawned on them who is actually the person who's got something wrong upstairs.
Abanye kwakwasa kubo ukuthi badinga ukuthi babuyisane nabazali babo ngoba bazifica bekulesi sibhedlele esiyijele ngenxa ongafuna ukulalela badla insango yaze yabaphambanisa emakhaya.
And some of them realized they had to be reconciled to their parents and apologize to them, because the very fact that they ended up in that hospital, which is a jail, was because of their disobedience and rebellion towards their parents, and that they would go and smoke dacha and all of that, which affected them mentally.
Nawe ukurelaxa kwakho kungakufikisa esibhedlela sikufice sezenze njalo usufuna ukubangulwa yibo labo buthi bona banje kanti kukuwena kunje.
And maybe by your relaxing, you may in some way or another also end up in that hospital where you think there's something mentally wrong with these people, and those people who you think they've got something mentally wrong, there's a problem with them, they are actually the people that have to try and rescue you out of that state in which you are in.
Ngoba kaningi abahlala ba relax bebukela abanye begijima. Akaningi ubona amaphutha uthi yabona ke lo befuna gijime kanje yabo ekhoneni usuke wehlisa. Befuna gijime kakhulu. Kudla ukuthi lo semgijimweni sekuphele kona kukho okunye sangakwenza.
And because very often those who are relaxing and just looking on as spectators, they are the most critical. They can tell you exactly how you must run. They would say, you know, this person, while he was running around the bend, he slowed down. He should have actually speeded up around the bend. They can tell you exactly how you have to run. But the person there on the track, he's giving it all that he's got.
Uyabukela nje ifilimu iyadlala phambi kwakho. Hawu, nalocula-ke nakakhombi kanje, ukhomba kanje. Uyabona, uhleli usathana unikeza isituli nje uthi wena nethezeka lezi yabo esimasajayo. Ukuze ubone wonke amaphutha ethi nalo thatha inkonzo uthatha isikhathi eside nalamaculo abo bacula isijalimani thina sibona amajalimani bacula nesingisi sihlale emabhentini angenavolo eyazi nje awekho namafenja asiphephethayo ubuka konke yini inkingi relaxile ubekwe esitulini leso ubuka amaphutha wena.
You are the spectator just looking on at the choir and say, oh, this person singing the choir shouldn't be pointing like this. They should be pointing like that. They shouldn't be doing like this. They should be doing like that. Well, you just there in your chair where you are the specialist that knows everything, how it should be done. This person who's preaching, he's preaching so long and he takes so much time and we've got to sit on benches that are hard. There's not even a soft cushion on the bench and there's no fans that cool us down. You see, you've got time for that because you are just sitting back and relaxing.
Siyabonga impela awu. Cha ikhwaya. Ningikhili impela ngabusise ngathi awuyazi yayinhle ikhwaya ivavavum. Ngathi ngaqhubeka.
Now when I looked at the choir and I listened to the choir, I was really blessed and may the choir continue for long.
Noma abanye bengekho. Hawu. Kayiboni kwayisuthi nje ngathi hawu madoda zavuka izikababa.
And even though some are not here, some members of the choir, nevertheless we saw a complete choir getting up and we saw that the servants of the Lord are getting up.
Aningibonanga kade ngiya ngihleli phansi hey ngagiya ngaqephuza basho ukuthi manje angiziphathanga ihlangu zami ukuthi ngivane nje nginivikise nonke la.
I almost danced a jig for joy. They were seated, and like in Zulu, when you gear, you've got your shield and you've got your stick, and you dance for joy. And just a pity, I didn't have my shield and stick.
Asithandaze.
Shall we pray?
Sibonga uNkulunkulu wethu ukuthi usigcinile. Sibonga leli thuba lokuba singakwazi ukuba sifunde izwi lakho.
Thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you that we may read your word.
Nampa Nkosi abantu bangabakho. Wena Nkosi wazi izidingo zabo.
Here are your people, Lord, and you know their need.
Ngiyacela babo sezulwini ukuba ukhulume ngezwi lakho ngaleyo ndlela Nkosi ilona lo muntu ayokwazi ukubathole okuyoba ngumphako wakhe oyokumsiza ekuphileni kwakhe.
Lord, please speak through your word to each one in such a way that each one will receive that which they need.
Ngingumuntu kazana nje udaka olungelutho cela Nkosi ngalo ukhulume izwi lakho.
Lord, I'm just a mere man made from clay, but wouldn't you please speak through your word?
Amen.
Amen.
Cela sifunde izwi encwadini kwabasefesu isahluko sesithupha sofunda kusukela evesini leshumi elinantathu.
Shall we read from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 13?
Ngakho hlomani izikhali zonke zikaNkulunkulu ukuba nibe namandla okuzabalaza ngosuku olubi nalapho senifeze konke nime.
Ephesians 6 verse 13. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm.
Ngakho yimani izinkalo zenu ziboshiwe ngeqiniso, nifakile isivikelo sesifuba sokulunga.
Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Izinyawo zigqokisiwe ukulungela kukho ukushumayela ivangeli lokuthula.
And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace.
Kukho konke nithathe isihlangu sokukholwa eniyakuba namandla okucima ngaso yonke imicibisho levuthayo yomubi.
In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one.
Namukele futhi isigqoko sensindiso nenkemba kamoya eyizwi likaNkulunkulu.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Ngokukhuleka konke nokunxusa, nikhuleka ngezikhathi zonke ngomoya, kulokho nilinde ngesineke sonke nangokunxusela abangcwele bonke.
Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, to that end keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints.
So funda sigcine khona lapha.
We'll end reading there.
Funda amavesi amaningi kodwa angizukhuluma ngawo wonke ngizokhanjela phana lapha.
I've read many verses, but I'm not going to speak about everything in these verses. I'll just touch on a few points.
Apostle Paul ukhuluma nebandla laseFeso.
The Apostle Paul here is addressing the church of the Ephesians.
La kube sengathi ubehleli nalo leli bandla elicathulisa ezimweni zonke zophila.
And it's as if he is, so to say, assisting them and preparing them to face all circumstances that they may meet up with a knife.
Kule ncwadi abaseFesu simthola ezigabeni ezahlukahlukene ekhuluma ngathi nebandla lonke elithinta ezigabeni zalo ngokuhlukana kwalo ibandla.
In this letter to the Ephesians, he touches upon various aspects pertaining to the church.
Uma eseya ekupheleni kwalesi sahluko kuyila khona esehleli khona nebandla manje eselihlomisa elicijela ingomuso.
And then drawing to the end of this chapter and to the end of the letter, he is now arming them and equipping them for the future.
Emva kuba esekhulumile eluleko mama, eluleko baba, eluleka abashadikazi, eluleka abantwana, azaluleke ngisho amakhosi, ufika manje ebandleni la eluleka khona elicebisa ukuthi ukusuka la kuyaphambili nakhe kudinga abalungiselele ngakho.
And he had spoken and to and addressed various groups of the church, the fathers, the mothers, the children, masters, slaves. And now, here to the end of this letter, he addresses the whole church to equip them with that which they will need for the future.
Uthikeni nalibandla laseFeso. Ngakho hlomani izikhali zonke zikaNkulunkulu ukuba nibe namandla okuzabalaza ngosuku olubi nalapho senifezile konke nime.
And he says, therefore, you church of the Ephesians, now take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
Lelizwe selibe nesikhathi lisenhlizweni yami. Nginokuningi kodwa ngizozama nje ukuyifinqa indaba.
Now it's been quite a while that this word has been on my heart, and there's so much on my heart concerning this word, but I'll try to keep it short.
Uverse number 14 okuyiphuzu lami lokuqala engifuna ukukhuluma ngalo ma kuthiwa ngakho yimani izinkalo zenu ziboshiwe.
And verse 14 has my first point. Stand therefore, having girded yourself with the belt of truth.
Siphile esikhathini bazalwane la izinto ziphambene khona.
Brethren, we are living in a time where things are back to front.
Izinto ebezingalindelekile noma besingekho isidingo nanokuthi sizize ziphathwe ebandleni. Kodwa esikhathini esiphila kusona kuphoqa ukuba ziphathwe ebandleni ngoba zenzeke ebandleni.
Some things which you wouldn't want to have to address in the church, and previously it never came into your mind that you should ever speak about something like that in the church, but now because of the way that the church is and what is happening in the church, you have to address those things.
Kodwa uPaulu la ubembulekelwe imfihlakalo akadingi kuyidlulisela kuleli bandla ukuba liqaphele lenze isiqiniseko sokuthi iinkalo zabo ziboshiwe.
And this was revealed to Paul that this church needed to stand with their loins girded with a belt of truth.
Angisiye kahle umZulu kodwa ngiyengizwe kukhulunywa ngokhalo ukuthi kula.
Now I'm not a proper Zulu, but I hear and understand that if you speak about the loins, it's here at your middle.
Siphila bazalwane ebandleni kubantu abazibizwa ngamakholwa benenkinga yokhalo olungaboshiwe.
We are living in a time where there are members of the church who have this problem that their loins haven't been fastened or girded.
Siphila ebandleni elinabakholwa avuthayo bakhorasa abantu basho haleluya amen kodwa indaba mayifika okhalweni ukhalwa liboshiwe.
We live in a time where members of the church seem to be on fire for the Lord. They're shouting amen and hallelujah, and they really look as if they're alive, but they've got this problem that their loins haven't been girded.
Abanye zixegiswa izinto abazifida zona.
And some of them have those loins ungirded because of that with which they are busy feeding themselves.
Abasha ngenxa yezinto abaxoxelana zona bayaguglisha namhlanje babuke lezi zinto zixegise ukhalo.
And because of the things that young people talk about, that young people show one another, and that unloosens or unfastens their loins.
Abashumayelayo bazondle ngezinto ezingcolile befide inkanuko zilixegisa ukhalo athi umuntu obekubiza ukuthi ashumayele ethenjiwe ngokuthi lo uphatha indaba zikaNkulunkulu kodwa athole ukuthi uye omisuse amantombazane ebandla.
And where even the preacher feeds himself on that filth, and he who's in that trustworthy position to be entrusted with the things of God, that he's got affairs on with girls or women in the church.
Abanye bakuthathe kalula athi umuntu ngoba sengishadile sengenza nanoma yini kanti ngalesi sikhathi ezifaka kulezi zinto kuzoqaqwa kuxegiswa ukhalo.
And some excuse themselves with the fact that they are adults. They say, well, because we're adults, we can just do anything we like. We can look at anything we like as adults. And that which they are looking at and that which they're feeding themselves with, that is loosening their loins.
Abanye abathenjiwe, abahlonishwayo, banezidumbu ezikhalayo emathuneni namhlanje ngenxa yokhalo elixegayo.
And there are those who have been given a trustworthy position, but there are those in the grave today, and people are crying because of them, of loins that haven't been fastened.
Kodwa uthi Paul ngakho imani inkalo zenu ziboshiwe ngeqiniso.
Paul says that you must have your loins girded with the belt of truth.
Zingaboshwe inkalo ntombi ngokuxhasa ngemjovo kodwa ziboshwe ngeqiniso elingu Jesu Kristu.
Not that your loins are girded, girls, ladies, by getting injections, but that they are girded with the truth.
Athu Paul nifakile isivikelo sesifuba sokulunga.
And then he says, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
UPaul wayeqonda izinto ezifihlekile la esifubeni.
Paul understood about all the things that can be hidden in your breast.
Eqonda uPaul ukuthi noma sesifaka othayi sibahle sesifaka ama perfume ethu kodwa izinto ezila esifubeni ziyasabisa.
He knew that even if people put on a tie and they're so decently dressed, but those things that are kept in their breast, it's scary.
Isifuba singavikeliwe uJesu Kristu sibolile sinezinto ezibolile futhi.
And the breast that is unprotected by the Lord Jesus, that breast contains all sorts of filth.
Uhleba noma ungasathandi inkingi sesifubeni.
If you gossip, even if you don't like it, the problem is in your breast.
Uzifica njalo usendabeni ezingakudingi ngoba inkinga isesifubeni.
You're busy with things that don't pertain to you. The problem lies in your breast.
Se uphakathi kulezo zinto ezinye ungene kuzo zingakudingi ngoba nawe uzithanda ngoba inkinga yonakele esifubeni.
And you get involved with things that you should never be involved with. And where's the problem? It's there in your chest, in your breast.
Abanye banenkinga yokuphefumula izinto ezibulalayo eziphuma efubeni zabo. Baneyidumba abanye esemathuneni ngenxa yezinto eziphuma efubeni zabo.
Some people have been put into the grave because of that which came from the breast of others.
Abanye bamhlubukile uNkulunkulu ngenxa yezinto eziphuma efubeni zabantu abazibiza ngamakhono.
And some have parted from the Lord and have forsaken the faith because of things that come from within the breast of others that they pass on to them.
Abanye baneyifuba ezinjengemgqomo yezibi kufika noma ubani afika thulule khona athi ngitshela wena njengoba ngikuthembile kuphakathi kwami nawe akuvalele esifubeni.
Some people are like a rubbish bin, where people just come and pour out all their filth and their rubbish and that person, and they say, you know, I'm just sharing this with you because I trust you. Don't tell anybody else. And they pour out their rubbish in that person.
Asuke nokumshisayo udodwa wakho sesifubeni eze kuwe athi mntwana kaNkuluNkulu ngitshela wena nje lento iphakathi kwami nawe uzwile ukuthi usibani bani kunje.
And somebody comes because this thing now is burning them. They can't keep quiet about it. And they come to you, child of God, I'm just sharing this with you. Did you hear what so-and-so did?
Hayi, mntwana kaNkuluNkulu, angisho kabi, ngisho ukuthi simkhumbule. Umgenxa umuntu engekho ngento akangayazi, avale lo esifubeni sakhe, ukhiphe udodo wakho, uzofaka esifubeni salo, avale naye lo dodo omnikeza wona.
And he says, you know, I'm not saying it in a bad way. I don't mean it badly, but just that we should remember him. And then you continue cutting that person into pieces, the one that you're talking about. You're cutting them in pieces, destroying them in the before the eyes of this person, and then that filth that was in your heart and you closed up there, you pass on to somebody else and they close it up in their heart.
Se ukhulumile uthe ngiza kuwe nje ukuba simkhumbule. Awuzange uthandaze uqala, wazigenxa masuqedile awuthandazi, kodwa uthe ngisho ukuthi simkhumbule emthandazweni.
And you come and you didn't pray about it or start with prayer before you went along or continued chopping this person and cutting this person to pieces. And even when you finished with it, You don't say, let's pray. But you said, no, I'm just saying it so that we remember this person. And with some, there are things boiling up in their hearts, in their breasts, and then it just happens. They just blurt it out. And then they say, no, they just wanted to see how you are going to respond to that. But that filth comes out, they can't keep it in. And you say, oh, you know, that teacher is so boring, you know. I don't feel blessed by that teacher. No. And then you say, no, I was just wanting to see how you're going to react and respond to that. I'm just playing. That person is testing you to see how protected your breast is. And in the meantime, in their breast, this filth and this dirt and rubbish is growing. And eventually, if you're not protected, it's going to enter you.
Namhlanje abanye ifuba zabo bazikhipha kuma cellphone. Ukuze kwaziwe ukuthi usibani bani udumile unani azicwalela kuma Facebook ila exoxa khona izinto zakhe.
And some people bring out everything that is in their breast. They bring it out and they put it on the internet or they put it on Facebook or they share it on social media. And if a person is troubled by pride, they want everybody to know about their pride. And if they've done something like buying an aeroplane, they say, today I've bought an aeroplane. And then you find a person that loves themselves. They take selfies where they've made themselves up with all kind of makeup and all kinds of things that they hang on them and all of that, earrings or lipstick, whatever it may be, and then they've sent it to other people, and they say, no. And you say, is that really you? Do you look like that? And they say, no, I just wanted to see what you're going to say.
Kula, pikula esfubeni kuyaphekwa, kuyabila ngaphakathi.
It's all happening in the breast. It's all boiling up within.
Mntwana kaNkulunkulu usifakile nisivikelo sesifuba na.
Child of the Lord, have you put on the breastplate of righteousness?
Umasifakiwe kuzozwakala nokuphuma ngaphakathi ukuthi lo uhlangene nento eyasikhava yasivikela yafaka ukulunga kulesi sifuba.
And if you have, then that which comes forth from you will come forth from such a heart where people can hear and sense it comes from a heart, a breast that is protected by righteousness.
Azathi nomuntu ocabanga ukuza nododwakhe abone ukuthi lo wakhe udoda ungeni kulo rubbish bin acabanga ukuthi urubbish bin.
And then that which people think is a rubbish bin, their dirt doesn't come in there because they think it's a rubbish bin, but it's not.
Kodwa uthola amakholwa namhlanje ngesonto amakholwa amen. Glory to Jesus. Uhlele eduze komzalwane ongamkhulumisa ongamfuni nale ehambe khona.
And then, but you find brethren, on Sunday it's glory to Jesus, but there are some brethren that they don't want to even speak to.
Uhlele duze komzalwane wakho wazi ukuthi njengoba wena usutha ama bacon and egg, akadlile ngisho elilodwa iqanda, uyazi futhi, kodwa hayi uJesu muhle nje.
And you sit next to your brother or your sister, and they are in need. Maybe they had no breakfast. You had your bacon and egg, but you don't care about your brother or sister who's in need.
Uhlele duze komzalwane wakha umkhulumisi ngoba waxoxelwa ukuthi mubi kanjani.
And you're sitting close to your brother or sister, but you don't want even to talk to them because you've heard how bad they are.
Awusayi vumi izono ngoba waxoxela ukuthi umvumisa usibanibani mubi kanjani kodwa uzange wayo mbuzo.
And you don't want to go to your counselor anymore and confess your sin. Why not? Because you've heard from somebody how bad they are, but you never went to your counselor to ask, is that the truth?
Abanye baxoxelwe ukungcola ngezifube ezingcolile bamhlubuka uNkulunkulu bathi ukukholwa makunje akukho ngani na ngawe wena ozibiza ngomntwana kaNkulunkulu osifuba sakhe asivikelekile sibolile.
And you find that people come and they pour their rubbish out, and because your breast is not protected, it finds entrance in you, and eventually you even forsake the faith because of it.
Bangaka abantu obubahlonipha isingisi sikubeka kahle ubavelwisha benenani phambi kwakho kodwa ngenxa ukuthi wavuma ukuthi beze umuntu eze nesifuba sakhe wazofaka udodi ku namhlanje obabukela phansi mhlambe balebulwe ngezono abangazange bazenze.
How many people aren't there whom previously you valued and they were precious to you, but because of things that you've heard, that person has declined in your estimation, and that person has been accused of sin that they don't know anything about, and you've accepted that as the truth concerning them.
Mhlambe ingane yakho iphethwe ungahlonipha ungalaleli njalo mayenza wrong ithi ukuze ibe wrong yoniswe ingane yakasibanibani. Awukazi uyihluphe ukuhlangana nalezi ingane zihlanganise zombili noma uye kubazali bale ngane nixoxisana ukuthi ningayisiza kanjani le ngane. Kodwa namhlanje usuthi ingane zakho ungayi kasibanibani. And ingane zakho ziyabatshela labo ukuthi kwathiwa singezi kini.
And maybe there's some children that play with your children or meet with your children, and then you feel, no, that's not good for them because of what you maybe see. But you don't go to the parents of that child or children and go and speak to them and say, I see this problem. Are you aware of that? Can we do something about it? And you just tell your children, I don't want you to play with those children or go to them. And they even say it to them, your children go and say, no, we were told we mustn't come to you.
Uyabona uma konakele enhlizweni, konakele lesifubeni somzali, uza onakalise nezingane. Njalo izingane lokhu zinqandwa sezile lapha kuthiwa zingayikhona. Uma kubuzwa yini ningeze ukuzodlana nezingane zalekhaya, wathi uma singezi la ekhaya.
And you see, if it's wrong in the hearts of the parents, it'll be wrong in the hearts of the children as well. And you say, don't go there, and then all the time. Now the other children say, please come to us. And then they say, no, we were told you mustn't come to you.
Ingane yakhe sinendluzulu sinomona ngamathoyisa afuna ukuthintwa lutho olwayo yini umzali ngenxa yokuba nomunca enhlizweni tshela ingane ukuthi amathoyisa akho banothi hambisa lapha nengane ungayithatha into yami wathi mama ningathinta into zabo bese mase sekuqhamuka umzali walengane senhlangana kuleso simo. Hayi cha, kanje lengane nje usathane nje Nkosi yami, cha usathane umsuke lapho ngoba engenawo baba wakho ozomphendulela. Uyenza ngamabomu kwaba la enhlizweni kunakele.
And the fact that your child is troubled with jealousy or with maybe being stingy, not wanting to share his toys, is because of what you are sowing, the seeds you are sowing. You say to your child, don't let so-and-so play with that, don't let so-and-so touch that. And those are seeds that get sown in the heart of your child and they grow there.
And iingane zethu bazalwane zineqiniso ziyasihlula thi. Sisihlula sesime pulpit, ingane ivanisho straight. Uma wathi ngingayi ukuzodlala nani, uma wathi ngingadli kini. Isizathu yini? Awuyitshelanga ingane. Kodwa ingane ihamba ibatshela bonke abantu ukuthi wena wathi.
And you know, our children actually have more truth than we who stand on the pulpit. Because they will just go and say it straight out. My parents said, I mustn't come to you, I mustn't come and eat with you, I mustn't play with you. But when we meet as parents, we beat about the bush.
How? Yazi nje ingane nje usathane. wakwahlupheka noSathane ovana asukelwe nalangazange asho lutho. Wena nje usukele ubumuncu bakho nje ufake ey'nganeni zakho bese uzothi uSathane. Cha, kuyena uSathane wena.
And then you say, you know, I just think it was the devil that he got it right in my child's life. No, it's not the devil. You're just accusing the devil because he's got nobody to defend him. But you are the problem.
Izinyawo ziqokisiwe ukulungela kukho ukushumayela ivangeli lokuthula.
And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace.
Iy'nyawo zethu ziqokiswe bazalwane kukho ukushumayela ivangeli.
Our feet, having put on the shoes for having the readiness of the gospel of peace.
Sikukho yini loko kulungela ukuba silishumayele ivangeli lika Christu na?
Are we ready and prepared to preach this gospel of peace?
Lezi nyawo ziqokuselwe kona yini noma zibhizi lishumayela ivangeli engesilo lika Christu na?
Are my feet ready for that? Have they put on those shoes? Or are we maybe busy with some other gospel, not this gospel?
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaba nomusa kithi.
May God have mercy on us.
Sifumaniseke sikulokhu uKristu akasidinga nakasilindele sikukhona.
That we may be busy with that where Christ wants us, that which he wants us to be busy with.
Namukele futhi isigqoko sensindiso nenkemba kamoya eyizwi likaNkulunkulu.
And also take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Uma sitholile isigqoko saqqokiswa bazalwane amakhanda ethu konke kwaqqokiswa.
Brethren, if we have put on that helmet of salvation where our head is protected,
lapho sesiqqokisiwe kwaqqokiswa ngeshingqondo yaqqokiswa insindiso,
where our mind has put on this salvation,
lapha mehlo ethu egqokiswa lesisigqoko sensindiso,
and our eyes have the protection of this helmet of salvation,
umlomo wethu sewungaphansi kwalesisigqoko sensindiso,
and our mouths are covered by this helmet of salvation,
kuyo amehlo ethu esebuka ephansi kwalesisigqoko sensindiso,
that when our eyes look, they are protected and they are covered by this helmet of salvation.
Kuyophuma amakholwa ayigugu ayisimanga anomsebenzi ngisho nasemhlabeni esiphila kuwo.
Then it will produce believers, Christians, that are precious and of great value in this world.
Uma singazange sisithole isigqoko bazalwane sensindiso, isifuba ngeke sivikeleke, ukhalo ngeke libopheke.
And if we haven't received the helmet of salvation, then we also won't have our breast protected and we won't have our loins girded either.
Ukukhuluma kwethu kuyoba ngokuhlakazekile okuhlazo okungenampilo okungakhi okulimazayo ngobani asifakanga isigqoko sensindiso.
Then you scatter words that are harmful, that are not a building, but rather pulled down. Why? Because we haven't got the helmet of salvation.
Ukukhuluma kwethu kuyolimaza njalo. Sozithola njalo sisemaphutheni kunabantu asebelimele. Ngani na asifakanga isigqoko sensindiso.
We will always find ourselves being at fault, having done something wrong, having stumbled. Why? Because we haven't put on the helmet of salvation.
Ingqondo yethu mayingaqhokiswanga siyohlezi njalo sibona okuphambene nalokho uNkulunkulu afisa ukuba sikubone.
And if our minds haven't got this helmet of salvation on, we'll always look at things in a different way to that which God is looking at them.
Ukuhlakanipha kwethu uma kungaqhokiswanga insindiso kaKristu siyohlakaniphela izinto ezimbi eziyoba upoison ngisho nako kwethu kuphila uqobo.
And if our intelligence hasn't been dressed and covered in this salvation of God, then you'll find your wisdom will be a wicked wisdom.
Ukhona engimaziyo ngakithi owayephiwe ukuhlonipheka ephiwe ekushumayeleni ivangeli.
I know somebody who was really gifted. He was a very dignified person and was gifted in preaching.
Uma eme pulpiti kwakuthula konke ehlonishwa ngendlela ayeshumayela ngakhona.
If you would stand in the pulpit, people would be silent, people would listen attentively just because of the way that you were so gifted in preaching.
Uma ungakayikhethi inkosi noma sewayikhethi inkosi lapho eqeda ukushumayela uzizwe ukuthi angathi ngingaphinda ngiyozinikela futhi.
If you hadn't given your life to the Lord, or even if you had given your life to the Lord, after you had finished preaching, it would be as if you can give yourself all over to the Lord again.
Kodwa kancane kancane zaqala impungushe encane zangena kulesi sivini esihle.
But then slowly but surely the little foxes came into this vineyard.
Kwaqala kwangena ukunganaki.
Firstly, not being careless came in.
Kwaqala kwangena ukuthi manje akasadinga ukubika kulabo abamphethe.
It came in that he no longer felt it necessary to report to his superiors.
Usetholakala senemvuselele endaweni ethizeni bengazi laba ekuyibona abamphethe.
That he would have so-called revival in a certain place, and those who were his overseers didn't know anything about it.
Kwaqala kancane zangena lezi mpungushe. Waqala manje lo mfundiso bevutha eshumayela eyisibusiso. Waqala manje wagxeka laba engathi ukhula ngaphansi kwabo.
And then it continued where he now started criticizing and finding fault with his overseers, those who under whom he was spiritually.
Ay inkonzo bengafanele ingene ngalesi sikhathi befanele eqaleke kudunyiswe manje indumiso seninikeza isikhathi esincane kanti abantu abasha bazohamba esontweni.
And saying, you know what, you shouldn't have started the service at this time. You should have given people more time to praise and worship. And if you don't do that, people won't come to the services anymore.
Kancane kancane waqala manje umfundiso bethu maze inkonzo nafike ehloniphekile akusiwona umthetho kodwa ubefike ehloniphekile waqala manje wafika neshethi lingaphandle lidada ngaphandle hayi uNkulunkulu akabuki ngaphandle ubuka inhliziyo.
And now slowly but surely other things came in. This minister was always very respectable when he would preach. But now, not that it's a law, but he started now letting his shirt hang out and things like that. And he said, no one must be free.
Waqala umfundisi obebeka isono sibe isono esesaba isono. Oh, usiyaqala manje maye thandazela usiyaphathaza manje. Ha umfundisi obephakamisa zale thandazela abantu usiyabaphathaza manje abaphathaphathe mebathandazela.
And now he was always very strict concerning sin. But now when he would pray for people, he would feel them all over while he's busy praying for them.
How lo mfundiso bethu andaze nje abeka izandla nje kwesi skathi ungezwe nokuthi uthini kodwa nje abeka izandla adlule manje useyabapotosa nje abathinte nje abathinte nje kize ngithi ngoba abazange banike ithuba lokuthi abasho ukuthi baphethwe yini kuqala impungushe kancane kancane.
And before he would just put his hand on them and then pray for them. And sometimes you didn't even hear what he was praying. But now he was touching them all over, and where the people weren't even given the opportunity to say what their problem was, what they're coming for prayer.
Kwenzeka ngelanga kwafika omunye umfundisi washumayela ngalelizwe engikhulume ngalo wathinta lezinto engizithintile. Wasukuma emva kwalokho athi hey umuntu akoyazi into afuna ukisho la abantu abangayile iBhayibheli bayahlupha abangayanga eBhayibheli college bayahlupha abakhuluma zonke izinto nezingafuneki.
And then one day there was a visiting preacher and he preached on this word which I've read, and spoke about these things. And this minister, it was in his church, he got up and he afterwards criticized the one who brought the message. And he said, you know, these people that haven't had any theological training, they're so troublesome. They don't know what they're talking about.
What? Abantu funa baphathwe kahle abantu ungavanje ukukhuluma noma kanjani uJesu unothando ufuna uqale lapha umbeke uJesu enothando enomusa hayi ufuna ukukhuluma nje yazi impela impela abazalwane ngiyayisola abazalwane ningithethelele abazalwane ngensiphutha ukuthi ngimeme lo muntu I won't do it again.
And he said, you know, people don't understand that you've got to treat people carefully. You've got to first portray the love of the Lord Jesus. And then you continue from there. Not that you just speak to them harshly like that and just preach it like that as it is. He said, I regret that I have invited this man and I won't ever do it again.
Wasukuma lo mfundisi. Wabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngiyaxolisa. Kodwa konke ngikukhulumile okuvela kuNkulunkulu angixolisi lokho. Noma ngingaphindanga ngeza la. Uma soshumayela uthando lokubagona sigona amantombazana nagona abafana sithi kuhle lokho wathi ningaphinde ningimeme kodwa okuyizikaNkuluNkulunkulu angixolisi.
And then this visiting preacher got up and he said, congregation, please forgive me, but I don't ask for forgiveness for the word of God, and I don't retract the word of God. And if you want this love where we've got to embrace each other, and girls and boys embrace each other, and that's the love that you're looking for, then don't ever invite me again. But I don't apologize for God's word.
Akuthathanga sikhathi kwavela ukuthi hayi impungushe ziqalile kumfundisi zathunta amehlo zathunta ingqondo zathunta isifuba zathunta ukhalo zaqala zavela izithelo zokhalo lixigayo.
And didn't take long. This minister who didn't have the helmet of salvation, his eyes were infected, his lips were infected, his breast was infected, his loins were loosened, and then the fruit of that also became evident of loins that are loosened.
Laqala ngisho nakwabasha ebandleni, watholakala manje ukuthi hayi no, izinto zonakele umfundisi utheni ufuna simqala uJesu simkhulume uthando enomusa abazalwane aza sukume mayekhuluma ngothando athi ngiyanibona nje amakholwa amanixhawulana nivane nilulelana, that's rubbish, fanele mawuqhawula uthando kaNkuluNkulu beke sifukubeni umhlikihle ngesidlathi, that's rubbish.
And he said, this minister, that you know, you young people, the way that you greet each other, I see you just shake hands like that. He said, that's rubbish. You've got to embrace each other. You've got to rub your cheeks against each other. You've got to show love.
Uthando olungakhelwe kuKristu luphoyizeni lumbi lubolile.
Love that is not built on Christ, it's poison, it's evil.
Kodwa uPaul uma ekhuluma nebandla labaseFeso uthi nazi izinto ezisemqoka ukuba ninathathani nihlome zonke izikhali zikaNkuluNkulu.
And Paul, speaking to the Ephesians, says, this is important that you are equipped with the whole armor of God.
Wenza umzekelo ngento umuntu akazoyibona ukuthi isiqoko, isifuba, inyawo, ukhalo, konke into umuntu akayaziyo ephilayo kuyena akaphila kuyona.
And he used this illustration of the armor of God in a way that would be visible and understood to all of them, that your loins must be girded with a belt of truth, put on the breastplate of righteousness, put on the helmet of salvation, take the sword of the Spirit.
Kusenjalo njengalokhu uKristu ekulindele kuthina abazalwane na.
Is it still like that with us, brethren, as Jesus expects it from us?
Ngokomoya sise kukho lokhu uKristu sisaziphethe lezi zikhali njengoba uKristu elindele na.
Are we still equipped and armored or armed with these weapons as Christ expects it from us.
Asese influenciwe inkulumo zabantu abayikhulumile saqala manje saxegisa sathi hayi khona uthi kuyikho impela kodwa uKristu lindele ukuba sikufakile njengalocation.
Haven't we been influenced by people's talk? But Jesus expects from us that we are equipped with this armor just as he has said.
Ngixolekeke nami ngizange ngiye eBible College. Kodwa lokho kuyizwe kaNkuluNkulu angixolisi kunjalo nje bazalwane.
Now please excuse me, I also didn't go for theological training, but this is the word of God as it is and I don't apologize for it.
Sesingahamba bazalwane lona lwabe phambi kaNkuluNkulu. Lezi zikhali zisemi njengalokho aseke ukhona oxegayo ngenxa yezinto esizifake kuzo ngenxa yezinto esizilalelile sayivumela zingene ngenxa yezinto esizibukile ngenxa yezinto esizifide ngaze emqondweni ngenxa yezinyawo zihambe labe kungafanele khona kungakho sithola sikulesi simo sikusona na.
Now we can go before the Lord and examine ourselves whether we are equipped with this full armor of God and if every piece of the armor is in its place, or whether maybe we haven't lost any of it, or maybe where it's been loosened, it's no longer fastened as it should, because of things that we've heard, because of things that we have fed ourselves with, because of things that we've looked at, that maybe some of these pieces of armor is no longer tightly fastened as it should.
Kuphela idatha uthi hayi ngoba sekuphela idatha futhi sekuphelile yabona kuyephi qondweni kwayehlweni kwayenhlizweni inyawo zahamba zayapi ukhalo lwenzani. Amen.
So it starts little by little. It starts with your cell phone. What happens from the eye, it goes to your mind, it goes to your heart, it affects your loins. And eventually, the outcome of that is bad. So may the Lord help us. Amen. We thank the Lord for the word that we have heard.
Paul lobela ibandla, lobela ibandla lasefeso.
Paul writing here to the church of the Ephesians.
Okuthi kusemqoka ukuba abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu bahambe bengabahlomileyo.
So it is of utmost importance that God's children should be fully equipped.
Njengamabutho kaKristu kusemqoko ukuba sihambe singabahlomileyo.
As soldiers of Christ, we've got to be armored and we've got to be equipped.
Sihlome ngazo zonke izikhali zikaNkuluNkulu njengoba ibaliwe zonke.
And we've got to be equipped with the whole armor of God as each piece of equipment has been mentioned.
Sesihlomile ngazo zonke sime siqinile.
And having been equipped with it, that we stand firm.
Kusemqoka ukuthi lo nalo azibuke ukuthi yena uhlomile ngazo zonke uzibambe iqinile yini akukho yini la usaxega khona noma izinto ezithize seyixegisile eindaweni ezithize.
And so it's important that we all go and examine ourselves in the light of this word. Do we have the whole armor of God on us? Or are there maybe pieces of the equipment missing? We maybe it got loose. It's no longer as it should be.
Kwangathi kuNkulunkulu angaba nathi asize. Sekuthintiwe ke nezinto ezithize engadala ukuthi umuntu ahambe kube khona la kuxega khona ezikhalini zakhe.
Now we've heard what the cause can be. What can lead to the fact that we don't have the full armor of God as we ought?
Kholo ukuthi sonke sila nje sizwile lo nalo uzibukile wayivivinya uzohamba futhi azivivinye ukuthi usemkahle niphambi kaNkuluNkulu ngazo zonke izikhali zikaNkuluNkulu.
And I trust as we've been listening, we have been examining ourselves and we'll still go and further examine ourselves to see, are we fully equipped with the armor of God? Shall we pray?
Asikhuleke.
Lord, you never send your word out in vain.
Kosi izwi lakho awulithumelanga ize.
You have seen the need that we must hear this word this morning.
Wena usibonile isidingo wabona ukuthi simelwe kulizwa lelizwi kulokhu kusa kwanamhlanje.
And we thank you for it and pray, Lord, may it not be like seed that falls on the road and that just gets eaten up by the birds of the air.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngalo kwangathi ungasiza lapho luwele inhlizweni zethu lingafani naleyo mbewu eyawela ngasendleleni yadliwa zinyoni zezulu.
We have heard that Paul wrote this to the Ephesians that he may equip them for the future.
Sizwile ukuthi uPaul waloba lelizwe lobela abaseFesu ukuba abahlomisele ikusasa.
And you know what we need for the future.
Uyazi wena Nkulunkulu ukuthi yini esiyidingayo kulo ikusasa lethu.
Lord, it may be that some say they have the belt of truth.
Kungenzeka omunye athi hayi nginalo mina ibhande leqiniso.
Maybe even the breastplate of righteousness.
Mhlambe ngisho naso isivikelo sesifuba sokulunga.
But the shoes of the readiness of the gospel are not on their feet.
Mhlambe kodwa ke uthola ukuthi izinyawo zakhe ayiqokesiwe icathulo zokulungela ukushumayela ivangeli.
And maybe they don't have the sword of the spirit in their hand.
Mhlambe inkemba kamoya ayikho esandleni.
Which is the word of God.
Okuyizwi likaNkulunkulu.
So Lord, please help us, as we heard, to examine ourselves, because if one of the pieces of armor is missing, we will fail in the battle that lays before us.
Sisize Nkosi usihawukele uselekelele. Ukwenzela ukuthi ngoba kungenzeka ukuba khona esinye isikhali esingekho esingadala ukuthi sehlulwe empini.
Please keep this word in our hearts that when we go out of here we don't just forget what we have heard.
Sisize ukuba lelizwi lakho ligcineke enhlizweni zethu ukwenzela ukuthi noma siphuma la singakhohlwa ilokho esikuzwile.
And that it may bear the fruit for which you have sent it.
Lize lithele neithelo zalokho oluthumelele khona kithi.
Amen.
Amen.